unusual year where Bamidbar is not the Shabbos immediately preceding Shavuos, which is the case to most years. So as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar this year, we'll talk primarily about Parshas Bamidbar. I'd like to discuss a thought that has to do with each of three different Rashis in Parshas Bamidbar. That will be our offering for this week. We'll start from the beginning. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we find in Rashi that Rashi says something which is extremely strange and difficult to understand. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Aharon es ha'noshim ha'ela asher nifu b'shemos. That Moshe and Aharon gathered these individuals who had been designated by their names. Rashi says, asher nikfu b'shemos, quote, asher nikfu loikan b'shemos, they were designated to him here by their names. Very difficult Rashi. What is Rashi adding? He doesn't say anything more than the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron gathered those that were designated by names. Now Rashi says that were designated to him here by their names. A very puzzling Rashi. I once saw a teretz, don't recall where, that Rashi is intending to answer a question, as is always his style. The Nasi of Shevet Shimon, we will find later in the episode where he's killed by Pinchas, was Zimri ben Salu. He's the leader of Shevet Shimon. Now here in the Pasuk we find, Kudehem Lamate Shimain, the Nasi Lamate Shimain, we find someone named Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says, on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, that Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai Zehu Zimri ben Salom. That is the same person. Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai is Zimri ben Salom. That's what it says in the Gemara. It may well be that that's why the custom in Yiddish is to refer to somebody who tends to make a lot of mistakes as a Shlumiel. Somebody who tends to drop things as he goes, Shlumiel. Why such a nickname? Perhaps because Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai is Zimri ben Salmo, an infamous individual. At any rate, Rashi here is bothered. Why was Zimri ben Salmo, such a Rasha, designated as a leader in Klal Yisrael? So Rashi is saying, Asher nikfu lo'i kan b'shemais. We know that the Rabbeinu Shloim works with a person, Basher Husham. So he says, Asher nikfu lo'i kan b'shemais. Here they were designated by their names. Because here, lo'i kan, to him now, at this time, they were still people that were people of stature, even though at least one of them, in the case of Zimri ben Salu, was not. So this is a thought regarding this Rashi. If it's Karav Lipshat, I don't claim that it's Karav Lipshat. However, nevertheless, it's a birth to understand the Rashi. Let's move on to a second Rashi. We find, still in Perek Aleph, but now on Pasuk Mem Tes, Achas Mate Levi Loisifkeit, that the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, do not count Shevet Levi. Why not? So Rashi brings here on Pasuk Mem Tes, Davar Acher, he brings up Shat, that all those that were counted were going to die in the Midbar. Omar, so the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Al Yiyu Elu Bechlau, let's not include these in the counting. Lefi Sheheim Shali, Shalei Ta'o Be'egel, because they're mine. They, meaning Shevet Levi, did not make a mistake by sinning at the ego. The difficulty with this Rashi is addressed by the Mefarshim of Rashi, the Mizrahi, and others, that the sin of the ego is not what caused the Jews to die in the Midbar. It was the sin of the Meraglim that caused Klal Yisrael to die in the Midbar. If so, why does Rashi say Levi should not be included Lefi Shaloi Ta'u Be'egel? Because they didn't sin in the case of the ego. Rashi should have said Shaloi Ta'u Be'Meraglim. It's a difficulty with Rashi. The standard teretz that's usually given is that had Klal Yisrael sinned only by the Meraglim, they would not have died in the Midbar. It was Nismale Sason. They had sinned at the ego. And now they sinned again with the Meraglim, so they were punished. The Levim Shaloi Ta'u told the ego, who did not sin in the case of the ego. So for them, even if they did sin by the miraculum, nevertheless, they were not chayav misa, shaloi tohu be'ego, as Rashi says. Now, this is the standard teretz, and certainly an acceptable teretz. Some Rebbe, Divrei Yayo, offers a different shot. And I'll be magnum to that, Akasha. He asks, what's the difference if they were counted together or not? If all 12 shvatim were counted together, and 11 shvatim sinned and one didn't, why should that shevet die in the midbar? If a shevet, a complete shevet, didn't sin, they should be excluded from the gezeira. Why is being counted together something which is kaveya? And to that, the Sefer Rebbe answers with a beautiful understanding, divrei Musar, certainly something appropriate to the Misha Amarai, to Sefer Rebbe. He says that Klal Yisrael didn't sin in the ego, and therefore they did deserve some sort of protection before the sin of the miraculum. Now, the protection is not to mix with people who do aveiros. It's to say separate. A person has to guard himself from becoming too close to someone who does aveiros. Even when a person's intention is to be makarev the other one, it's usually the Yetzirah, which is makarev, which brings the person down, the better person down, rather than the better person bringing the weaker person up. It's the job of a person to be careful, to keep himself at arm's distance from others, even yet, who do aveiros. Says the Sefer Rebbe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's intention in counting Levi separately here was to make a pirut, to make some sort of separation, some divide, a statement that there's Shevet Levi and there's everyone else. They're not all the same. A Shevet Levi would hopefully live that way. They would see themselves as different. In the Parsha of the Degalim, which is the way the camp was set up in the Midbar, we see the Levim were indeed not one of the Shvatim who had the usual setup around the Mishkan, but the Levim were actually at the place of the Mishkan. Again, the idea to make a pirut. He says beautifully. He says, "Lefishem shali shalei to'u be'ego." That mind, they didn't sin in the ego, and therefore I don't want to count them and put them together with everyone else. Because if I do, when it comes to the sin of the miraculum, they may, God forbid, be pulled along. And therefore, this was the period that was made, and certainly that was the sin. Satmar Rebbe's Shita Sachayim to warn you, to warn his followers to keep themselves separate, different than others who do others. We move to a third Rashi. Now, actually, my third verse of tonight involves a stira, a slight contradiction between two Rashis. Here we go. In Perek Gimel, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to count the Levim, and then to count all the Bechayrim of the Jewish people. And it would be a pinyon haben of sorts, where each Levi would redeem one Bechar in Bnei Yisrael, would take his place in the Kedusha of Shevet Levi. And that was the command, count the Levim, Bimel Chaydesh Umayla, count the Bechayrim, even the Bechayrim were counted from a month and older. And then we'll see how many Levim, how many Yisraelim. The Levim will be in place of those Yisraelim who are Bechayrim. And whatever remains, they will have to be paid themselves using money. This is the theme of this part of Perek Gimel. Here we find a nuance of difference in Rashi. And as we know, Rashi is meduktek ma'ayd. Rashi is very careful to do things exactly, and that's really the mussar of the Dvar Torah, which we're going to share now. Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, where the Pasuk says, count the Levim mibem chaydish umayla, from a month and older. Rashi is bothered. Why a month and older? Why not from a day and older? Why starting from ben chaydish? Rashi says, mishayatza michlal nefalim. A nefel is someone who's born and not well enough to live 30 days. He's not considered to be a living human being. Mishayatza michlal nefalim. Make sure they're 30 days old, so we shouldn't be a nefel. If they're nefalim, then they don't count. Later, in men in the same perek. Again, the pasuk says, count, this time, the Bechar Zachar Levnei Yisrael, Miben Chaydish Vamala. Here Rashi says, why are they counted from a month and older? B'sheyatza Lechlal Safik Nefalim. That they should be out of the possibility of being a Safik Nefal. And that needs explanation. Rashi should have said again, B'sheyatza Lechlal Nefalim. When they're 30 days old, they're no longer Nefalim. Why does Rashi change in the first place by the Levim say B'sheyatza Lechlal Nefal? And in the second place, counting the Bnei Yisrael, who are Bechayrim, Rashi says, Mashiach the Machal Safik Nefalim. That needs an explanation. The Hertzvi says an absolutely brilliant part. In order to understand this, I have to be Magdim, Ahloch and Hilchas Pinyin Aben. In the rules of Pinyin Aben, we say, Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. The claim only gets his money if it's absolutely certain that he's entitled to the money. If there's any safek, we treat safek pidyan haben different than we treat almost every other safek deraisa. Every safek deraisa is lachumra. But for reasons we're not going to go into today, safek in pidyan haben is hamaitzi mechaveri olav araya. There is no pidyan haben unless it's certain that there's an obligation. The Mela says the Hartzvi, it's beautiful. In the case of the Yisrael, the Bechar Yisrael, these are people who needed pidyan. From when do they need pidyan? They have to be yatsa nechlal safik nefal. Even if they are still safik nefal, they still are part of pidyan haben. They have to go out, not only they shouldn't be a vadei nefal, they should also not be even a safik nefal. Once they're not a safik nefal, then, and only then, is there a chiyuv pidyan. In the case of Levim, the reverse is true. Each Levi worked to pater the Yisrael, so that the Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya would make that there should be more and more Levim that are counted. In other words, you have a Levi, and he's a Safik Nefal. He could pater a Yisrael for pinyin, because Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya and the Yisrael could say, well, it's a Safik, so I will consider that he paters me. So by the Levim, they had to be Yotza Mechlal Nefal. If they're a Vadei Nefal, then they can't pater. But a Safik Nefal, you don't need Mishi Yotza Mechlal Safik Nefal. All you need is Yotza Mechlal Vadei Nefal. And as a PS, what is a Safik Nefal? The Gemara Bechiris Memtes says that on the 30th day itself, a child is a Safik Nefal. So that there is such a category of exactly 30 days old, and if that's category, this would be the difference between the two countings. That's what it says in the Hertzvi. So, three Devarei Taira, three on Rashi, and I'm going to leave you with a question, something to think about. I'm sure all of you have heard the beginning of the Parashat Tilsheni, which we've laid now three times. As you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, V'itchen yu ish ish lamate, ish roish lebeis avaisavu. Kesh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm going to get you somebody from each shevet to be a leader and to be counted. Who are they? V'eilesh moysa anashim. And these are the names. And bang, we go through a list of names. Now we can only picture the drum roll, the suspense, who in each shevet is going to be chosen to be a nasi. V'eilesh moysa anashim. And these are the people. Never a problem. This counting took place Be'echad l'chaynish ha'sheni b'shana ha'shenis. This counting took place on Rosh Chodesh Iyar of the second year in the Midbar. Prior to that, there had been a Chanukas HaMishkan in the month of Nisan, the first 12 days of Nisan. There had been a Chanukas HaMishkan. What happened there? Well, what happened here is spelled out at the end of Parshas Nasai, and although it's later in the Chumash, it actually took place earlier. Here at the end of Parshas Nasai, we read that 12 Nesiim brought Karbanis, one each day in the beginning of Nisan. And what do you know? Those 12 Nesiim are exactly the same as the 12 Nesiim in Parshas Bamidbar. Well, if you read Chumash consecutively, everything makes sense. But if you read it chronologically, we know that what happened at the end of Parshas Nasai was first. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Yitchen yu ish ish lamate ish roish lebeis avois av hu. Hashem says to Moshe, okay, use the nasi. Ve'eilash moi Anashim. Who needs it? Moshe Rabbeinu knew their names. They had just brought Kabbalas. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need that he be told the names of these people? Tzorach Ian Gadol, Agut Nishabes to one and all.